hay fever seems to be getting worse. It's now affecting one in four people in the UK. It's not exactly the pollen that's the problem. It's what your body does with the pollen. All of this stuff, ultimately, is a big no-no. This is the Himalayan salt pipe, and this is my go-to for a myriad of health issues. It is cheap, it is effective, it is simple. We've just got used to allowing other people to take command when there's a problem, rather than actually leaning into our body's own innate ability to heal itself. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about how to get rid of hay fever fast. Because I've noticed in my clinic, and as I've become older, that actually hay fever seems to be getting worse. It's now affecting one in four people in the UK. And it's not just a question of reaching for the Puritan, although obviously that's out there. So what can you do to get rid of hay fever fast? So in Chinese medicine, there are a few things that you need to understand which can help you get rid of your hay fever fast. Now, the first thing we need to understand is that there are two major organs which are involved in the production of the symptoms of hay fever. And what is going on at the root of the problem sits within the lungs and it sits within the spleen. And then once we've explored that, the next thing that's going to happen is that it's something to do with the fact that the temperature goes up in the summer. It's not exactly the pollen that's the problem. It's what your body does with the pollen that becomes the problem. So what is going on? Well, the first thing I want to talk about are the lungs. Okay, now the lungs, as we are well aware, are responsible for your respiratory system. And they are responsible really for the decision of what gets to stay and what gets to go. Now, we're all fairly aware of that. And obviously, we're also aware that pollen is an airborne substance. So that is obviously coming in and out of the body. And in the instance of the one in four people suffering from hay fever, something is happening as that pollen comes into the body. Now, this is where it's interesting, because in Chinese medicine, we say that the lungs are responsible for something called the Wei Qi. And Wei Qi is this kind of defensive qi that sort of swirls around at the top of the body, okay? If anyone remembers the Ready Breck ads, you know those kids that had the kind of the red glow around them, it's a bit like that, okay? And in the case of many of the people who are presenting with hay fever symptoms, what we are seeing and what we understand is that this Wei Qi is a bit like an arrow. It's got holes in it, okay? It's weak. Now, why is that weak? Well, there's many reasons. Sometimes it's inherited. You've just inherited weak lungs from your parents. Sometimes it's just to do with your own particular chart and the kind of the astrological moment that you were born meant that the lungs were kind of weak at that moment in time because the metal element was weak at that time. Or it could just be that you've overdone it in your lifetime. You could be smoking. You could be breathing toxins within the air. You could have poor air quality. You could be living in urban environments and you could be weakening the lungs as you're going through life. Those are some of the obvious examples. Other things that weaken the lungs, according to Chinese medicine, is grief. So if you've been through a really difficult bereavement and you haven't been able to let go of that situation, that can impact the lungs. Also, one of the other issues that I've noticed a lot in clinic is in the age of social media, which is a good thing in many respects, but one of the bad problems with it is it actually disables us from the full process of letting go, because often it will throw up at us images from the past, or it's very easy to access other people's feeds and see what they're doing. And you can kind of torture yourself with that. And it makes the whole process of letting go extremely difficult. Now, if you think about the action of the lungs, that they are indeed breathing things in and then letting go of things as they breathe out, if that process isn't happening properly, that over time can start to weaken and damage the lungs, which in turn weakens and damages the Wei Qi, which gives it these holes, which means what happens to it is rather than sort of sitting back and feeling confident because it's got lots of energy and lots of ability to defend you, sort of lots of armor in the tank, like a kind of confident army going, we've got this, guys, we've got loads of armor, we've got loads of soldiers, we've got this covered, we outnumber the opposition. But once it's weakened, it will start to become excessively defensive because it knows it's on the back foot. So then what it's like is it's a bit like an army that starts attacking absolutely everything just in case. So it goes into overdrive. And this is what's happening when the pollen comes in, because it mistakes the pollen as an aggressive invader because it's so weak that it's just kind of like going like this left, right and center. And that's what's going on. Now, it's not just the lungs and the wei qi when we're looking at hay fever. There's another organ involved as well, and that's the spleen. Now, when I talk about my basis of health, this kind of Own Your Health manifesto that I talk about, there's three things that I talk about. One is 80% of all illnesses are rooted in a compromise of circulation. Two, most diseases are as a result of a compromise in the body's ability to purge and nourish, i.e. let go effectively and bring in good healthy stuff. And then finally, the less known thing is that we need to strengthen and balance the five key organs. Now, these five key organs, not everybody is familiar with, but in Chinese medicine, the big ones, which are like the centerpieces of the chessboard, are the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, and the spleen. And the spleen doesn't get a lot of attention in Western medicine. It gets a little bit, but not as much as it does in the East. But in our medicine, the spleen is responsible primarily for the transportation and transformation of foods and fluids around the body, basically the digestive system. But it's also responsible for your immune system. Now, when we're dealing with hay fever, there is an immune attack that's going on. There is an immunity situation that's happening. And often this is a result of a compromised spleen. So why is our spleen compromised all of a sudden? What's going on? Well, there's an abundance of lifestyle situations that are happening generally to us that the spleen doesn't particularly like. It doesn't like eating late. It doesn't like irregular meals. And in the summertime particularly, it doesn't like cold food. Now, that's one of the key things that we need to look at when we're looking at hay fever symptoms and how to get rid of them fast. Because one of the big things that we do the minute the sun comes out, the minute the pollen count goes up, is we reach to the chiller cabinets. We're off to buy sushi or chilled wine or chilled drinks or ice and drinks or cold drinks or ice creams or any plethora of raw food, salads. All of this stuff ultimately is a big no-no as far as the spleen is concerned. So it doesn't like it. And in turn, all of those cold things that we're giving ourselves, not realizing that they're bad for us, in fact, often thinking they're actually good for us, compromises the organ which is ultimately responsible for the immune response. So suddenly you've got this wei qi firing on all cylinders at absolutely everything that comes its way, underridden by an immune system which is basically compromised and lethargic and doesn't really know what it's supposed to be doing. Now, there's another factor as well when it comes to dealing with hay fever fast that we need to understand, and that is this moment in time, which is summer, because the pollen count tends to go up in the summertime when the pollen is out on the trees. So what's going on there? Well, this time of year is very much to do with yang energy in Chinese medicine. Ultimate yin is winter solstice. Ultimate yang is summer solstice. And these hay fever symptoms start to appear as we're building up into the summer solstice. There are other hay fever symptoms that come later, but in this instance, right now, when I'm recording this, we are going into this kind of rising yang energy. The temperature goes up outside. The yang energy, which is expansive and rising, is also going up outside and inside your body. Because you're breathing it in. And what this is doing is expanding. Now, this is also expanding heat. And heat in Chinese medicine is a very sort of loosely translated as inflammation. So what we've got going on is we've got the immune system kicking off, we've got the wei qi kicking off, and now we've got inflammation as well, largely to do with the temperature and the energy frequency going on at this exact moment in time. Now, that is a bit of a problem as far as the body is concerned, because there's another factor as well as the summertime and this yang energy that sort of mixes into it, which is we're stressed. One of the big issues of modern life is that we are dealing with unprecedented levels of stress, and stress creates very high inflammation inside the body, which is further contributing to the compromise of the lungs and the spleen and the auto response and the fact that it's just attacking everything that comes its way. Now, we're stressed in the wintertime just as much. But in the wintertime, we are less likely to be reaching for the cold drinks and the icy drinks compromising the spleen. And it's not intense yang heat energy on the outside. So the outside temperature and the yin frequency on the outside kind of cools things down a bit. Plus, there's no pollen anyway. People are likely to get allergic reactions to kind of pollution and other airborne things going on, or colds and flus and those sorts of things. But hay fever comes in particularly because we've got the stress response going on the inside and heat and yang energy going on the outside. So now suddenly we can see this picture that's occurring. There's a sort of mind map going on. You've got heat, you've got sun, you've got pollen, which is kind of airborne, you've got your lungs responding to it, you've got your wei qi shot to pieces, you've got your spleen being given all the wrong things, and you've got the stress response going on because we're all busy living in a modern world. That's the problem. And that's really why hay fever is considered to be such a mainstream malaise in this day and age. So what can we do? Well, the good news is there's a lot that you can do to get rid of your hay fever fast. Now that we've understood what's going on, all we need to do is simply go into what the body needs in order to support itself. And that's where I come in, because the first thing I'm going to teach you is some super quick fixes. So the question is, now I've given you a full explanation, what can we do? Well, the first thing I just want to say before we do that is 50% of the solution is understanding the problem in the first place. So now you get it, okay? It's not just the pollen, it's your body's reaction to it. That's the bit that we need to understand. Right, we've got that. Okay, so what? Right. Well, the first thing is, let's just talk symptoms. We've got excess mucus, we've got coughing, we've got sneezing, we've got watery eyes, and we've got general irritation. So what can I tell you to do to counterbalance all of that lot? Well, you know what? It's actually easier than you think, because this is something, you can even see my lipstick marks around the top. This is the Himalayan salt pipe, and this is my go-to for a myriad of health issues. It is cheap, it is effective, it is simple, and it is basically safe for everyone. With all of these techniques that I teach you, there are always going to be some contraindications, and they are always clearly listed on the website. So just have a look, just to triple check that you're okay. But what the Himalayan salt pipe is simply Himalayan pink salt in this clay pipe, and all you do is you just breathe it in and just breathe out. How on earth does that work to counterbalance everything that I've just explained? Well, it's based on a technique called halotherapy. And what Himalayan salt does when it's breathed in this way is it strengthens the lungs. Simple. So all of a sudden, what you're breathing in is incredibly beneficial to strengthening the lungs up. Strong lungs equals strong wei qi. So doing this simple practice for sort of a couple to 5 minutes a day is incredibly good at building the wei qi back up again. The other incredible thing that Himalayan pink salt will do is dry up the mucus. So the minute you've got the mucus dried up, problem solved, because the mucus isn't there. And whilst that very substance that's drying up the mucus is also strengthening one of the key organs that's responsible for the symptoms of hay fever as well, you have got double bang for your buck. This costs about £8. It lasts for years, as long as you look after it properly. And it just frankly sits by the side of my bed. And I do this just before I go to sleep at night. I have personally found this actually improves my own sleep at the same time. It's also deeply relaxing, because the breath coming in, rolling over the salt, kind of puts a slight obstacle in the way. So there's a sort of suction that goes on, which then forces the breath to slow down. So a normal breath is this. A Himalayan salt pipe breath is this. It's at least half the speed. Now, the lungs are the governor of the body. So when you slow down the breath, you slow down the heart rate. And a lesser known interesting fact is that the vibration of the kidneys aligns to the beating of the heart. So you slow down the heart, you slow down the kidneys, you slow down the lungs because you breathe more slowly, everything started to calm. That also has a positive impact on the stress response, which is part and parcel of the agitation and the inflammation, which is causing half the problem in the first place. So this is, if you're going to do one thing, the easiest and the quickest solution to everything. And you may well find that this solves the problem entirely. Okay. So what I always recommend to my patients is do this first, because it's easy and it's cheap and it's quick. Okay. And you notice an improvement straight away. And if you have still not finally got there, it's because your pivot point, as I call it, is ever so slightly deeper. And with some people, this won't be enough. So we've got to go down a level. So we start simple and we build on top. So that's what I do first. What do I do next? The next thing I do is I tap. Now, this is the tapper. And the reason I'm showing the tapper is because normally I try and show you things which you can just do with your hands. But in the case of this wei qi, circulates at the top of the lungs. So you really need to get to the upper back. So you need to get to here. Now, you can just about do it with your hand, but it's a lot easier with the bamboo tapper. So this is going to make life a lot easier. And just by tapping the upper back, you are strengthening the Wei Qi, which is what you need it to do. That in turn will work beautifully well with the salted breath and the slow breathing that you're doing with the salt pipe. And what we're aiming to do with this is take that healing pivot point ever so slightly deeper for those people whose Wei Qi is still compromised and the salt pipe isn't enough. So I recommend that you tap the upper body for at least 1 minute a day. In an ideal world, what I personally do is I put on a nice piece of music, a song that I'm enjoying listening to. There's a lot of Bad Bunny going on in my house at the moment, and I'm prancing around my bathroom with the tapper out, going, mucha novia, mucha novia, like this, and just basically larking around. And my children think it's hilarious, but then again, I am a cool mum, what can I say? So the idea is that you put a song on so that you can tap. Now, really, the most important area is the upper back. But when it comes to tapping, in an ideal world, you want to tap all over the body because your body doesn't just work in a localized space. Whilst the Wei Qi is busy up at the top of the lungs, actually, by strengthening the whole body by body tapping, you're strengthening the lungs at the same time because you are indeed a holistic being and everything is connected to everything else. So I know James, by the wonders of technology, is going to put a very nice little diagram video of me showing you how to do full body tapping. And you just simply do that to the length of the song. Now that should do the trick. But if your pivot point is deeper still and you are finding that this is helping your symptoms, but you've still not completely nailed it, then we need to go to the next technique, which is Gua Sha. Well, Gua Sha really went crazy about 10 years ago. I was one of the key people that launched it into the UK and it turned into a massive great beauty trend. This is the Gua Sha tool that I've got for your face. And this is the Gua Sha tool, which you can see I use a lot because it's covered in oil, which I use for the body. There's also this tool here, which is a body Gua Sha tool, which is called the Sculptor because it's bigger and it means you can get over the body all at once. And really what we want to be doing is using Gua Sha as a technique to help clear inflammation and heat out of the body. First of all, where it's presenting symptoms, and secondly, at a deeper level, where it's originating from the organs and the body's response to the stress and the rising yang energy outside. Okay, so what do we need to do? Well, let's first start with the symptoms, because that's in the West where we tend to like to start. So we get the tool, and you want to be working on a few key areas of the face, which are getting involved in all of the kind of the mucus, itchy, sneezy, watery eye kind of stuff we've got going on. So the first thing is the tool itself, you can hold the tool under and over the eyes. This already is going to alleviate the watery eyes. Now, the tool comes in a little pouch, which is quite useful, so you can keep it in a bag on you. And the great thing about jade is it retains its coolness. Now, that coolness is really useful because when the heat's hot outside and you're getting reactions, you can just simply reach for the tool and immediately start holding it over the affected area. Now, the other super useful and amazing thing about jade, which, by the way, was considered Earth's gift to mankind in ancient China, valued more than gold itself, is that whilst it retains its coolness, if you've got hot, watery eyes and symptoms going on, the reality is it's going to warm up from the temperature of your skin. But that's also useful because as you hold the tool over the affected area, as it starts to warm up, it starts to emit far infrared rays into the area of the skin, which in turn is incredibly beneficial for reducing inflammation. Now that's quite useful because what you can do with the tool is simply turn it round. So you can do a bit of hot-cold variation. You put the cool tool over the area, it will warm up from what your body's doing. The tool will in turn start to emit far infrared rays into the body, and then you turn it round. So you can just sit there and the other side will start cooling off as this side warms up, and then you turn it round and repeat the action. It's an incredibly simple thing that you can do. It doesn't require any oil or anything at all. You just have it on you so that you can work into those areas. Now, another really key point for hay fever is this area just between the eyebrows, just here. And the tool is very nicely designed so that it sits very, very nicely in that point itself. So again, just be using a little bit of clever acupressure. You're just working into that key point, which can help alleviate symptoms right there. And then you can turn the tool to use this bit here and you can alleviate symptoms, which is right here. There's a couple of really important points just either side of the nostril, which we use in acupressure and acupuncture for the treatment of hay fever. And you can do it with the tool itself. If you find that you're getting itchy throat, which a lot of people do that feeling, you can use this part of the tool and you can just simply wiggle into this area. Because at this moment, I'm actually not using oil. I'm just using the tool itself. We don't want to stretch the skin by doing full-blown Gua Sha. You want to massage instead, just using pressure. And what we're doing is just allowing any build-up that gets caught in the angle of the jaw and in the tonsils to start moving its way down into the lymphatic system, where the body has got a better chance of dealing with it because you've been using the salt pipe and because you've been tapping. So therefore, everything's moving in a much smoother way and the body's got a better chance of dealing with the really intense areas at the top of the face. So that's gua sha for the face, dealing with the symptoms. Then at night, really what you want to be doing is getting your body gua sha going by using the Sculptor and by using the copper body gua sha tool. Now, when you're doing this kind of gua sha, you need oil. This is the HeyU Gua Sha oil, which has been designed specifically to work with the tools. So you just put this on your skin. And then again, James is going to show you in the video how to use these tools in order to get basically the heat and the inflammation out of the body. With the Sculptor, you want to work all over the body, a bit like the body tapper. And with the copper tool, you really want to be working over the lung area itself, because we're looking to support the lungs and to support and strengthen the Wei Qi as much as possible. And using copper gua sha and clearing the inflammation is a brilliant way to increase the blood supply and the energy supply into the organ and into the Wei Qi. So those are the two techniques which are really, really good for layering into dealing with your hay fever and reducing those symptoms quickly. This is also incredibly pleasurable. We've done some studies as well with body gua sha, and 9 out of 10 people said that it improved their night's sleep after just 1 minute of use. So not only are you improving your hay fever symptoms, but you're also improving your sleep as well. And that has an overall beneficial effect on your body. So a few other lifestyle tips that I can give you, because those are the main treatment protocols. Those are the simplest ways of dealing with your hay fever symptoms fast. But a couple of other things to just be aware of, which is making sure that you are eating cooked food, even if it's, say, wok fried. Using high temperature wok cooking is a very, very basic way of cooking in China, because the food that you're using is starting to disintegrate just ever so slightly. The enzymes start working and it's easier on the spleen to digest, rather than the raw foods that we're used to reaching for in the West, thinking, oh, the sun's out, we're going to have a salad. There's nothing wrong with salad, but we need to make sure that it's at room temperature at the very least and not too much. It's really, really important to make sure that most of the food is cooked or partially cooked to facilitate digestion if you're suffering from hay fever. And always ensure that your drinks are minimum room temperature. I've noticed in restaurants more and more that drinks are always served cold from the chiller cabinet, unless you specify otherwise. And even if you specify, they can't always provide it. They go, oh, I don't know, we'll go and check. And often they can't. So what I personally do whenever I eat out is I always go and have tea. I will always order tea with my meal rather than anything else. That way I can guarantee a hot drink. It's roughly the same price and it's better for my spleen. A couple of other really useful things you can do is turning at the waist. It is extremely beneficial for strengthening the spleen, as is just a little bit of body tapping using a loosely clenched fist and just drumming at the sides of the body. This is really, really good for strengthening the spleen. And a couple of other things that we tend to do in the summer is, because the weather's lovely, well, lovelier, especially in the UK, we tend to eat a bit later. And eating late is really, really bad for the spleen. It doesn't like it. We need to always make sure that when you're looking to own your health, and in this instance, deal with your hay fever symptoms, it's really important to make sure that your basic level of self-care doesn't really change. Okay, so it's really important to make sure that you are moving the body, that you are relaxing the body, that you are eating regularly, you are eating at the same time every day, and that you are scheduling your self-care. These are things that I talk about week in, week out, and they are just as important as in the summer as they are in the winter. Now, there's one other thing just to say about the summer, because we are now actually in summertime, according to the Chinese calendar. That came in actually yesterday before I recorded. And in the summertime, the good news is we can get up earlier, and we kind of can, because it's light outside. And so you tend to sort of think, actually, I don't feel so tired. In the wintertime, we all really struggle with kind of the dark mornings and all the rest of it. Lots and lots of people email in, and we'll be discussing that again this winter. But in the summertime, we tend to be able to get up earlier because it's light. Now, this is really useful, because actually the best thing that you can do if you're feeling like that is indeed get up earlier and get outside. And if you're lucky enough to live in a nature of any sort whatsoever, the best thing you can possibly do is go for an early morning walk. Ideally at about 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know that might sound a bit excessive and people are like, wow, that's really early. But actually, once you get in the swing of it, it's the most health beneficial thing that you can do. It's also incredibly good for strengthening the lungs. Why? Well, the two reasons. One, because 5 to 7 o'clock in the morning in the energy clock is large intestine time. And the large intestine in Chinese medicine is the yang organ attributed to the lungs. So if you strengthen the large intestine, you're strengthening the lungs. Also, if you're strengthening the large intestine, it has a deep relationship with this whole purging and nourishing aspect of the body for which the lungs is one of the primary contributors. So the idea is that by strengthening the large intestine, by sort of stomping in that early morning energy, you tend to find that your bowel movements regulate and that the large intestine feels really good because it's being exercised in the right way at the right moment in the day, sort of the right way at the right time, and, you know, with all the right energy going on. And then the lungs in turn strengthen as a result. You are also breathing in the perfect optimum yang energy early in the morning. It's early light, early energy, and the frequency is magnetic for your cells. Your cells absolutely love it. They will feel better all day long. It's like literally the missing nutrient that we're not bringing into our diet. It's like a supplement into the body. It is one of the best things you can do. That light hitting the eyes early in the morning, that lovely rising energy, you will find it will benefit the lungs so much. And then what we do is that the advice from the masters is we then have a little break. Because if you've been up at 5 o'clock in the morning doing all that exercise, you're going to probably find between roughly 11 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you might feel a little bit of a dip because you've been up early. And that is the perfect time to have a rest. It's actually the most yang time of day between 11 and 1. Remember, one of the situations with hay fever is that it's responding to the fact that there's a lot of yang energy outside and this rising heat and temperature impacting the stress going on the inside. So what we want to do is have a rest when that's peaking, because what that does is like a massive circuit break for the entire body. So just give yourself 20 minutes of relaxation or ideally meditation at some point between 11 and 1 p.m. And the good news about that is 1 p.m. is sort of just about where many people can have a lunch break. So if you can try and have your lunch break at 12:30, the first thing you want to do before you go and eat is have a rest. Because that is a circuit break on the body and it strengthens everything back up. Now, again, there's a link to all sorts of brilliant meditations and I will record another one, actually. It actually says, look at James. I'll make it 20 minutes so that you get the perfect respite with me guiding you through it. And hopefully that will just offset all this kind of like heat and temperature going on the outside. So those are some of the things that we can do to offset a lot of these pesky symptoms for hay fever. A couple of other things. If that hasn't nailed it, message me and let me know, because there's always a little bit further we can go. Another couple of things that you can just add on at the end: head combing, foot bathing, and healing sounds. All of these things are further yang sheng techniques that you can apply to offset the symptoms of hay fever. And hopefully that will do the trick. If you are still suffering after doing all of the things that I have just told you, at that point, I would recommend acupuncture and herbs, okay? But the point of me doing this podcast and talking to you is that it's in an ideal world. You want to do everything you possibly can for yourself first in the comfort of your own home before you start spending money and time on an external person. It's a bit like just dealing with your dental health because you see the hygienist, but you don't do the flossing and the brushing yourself. That sounds really weird. It's like, well, why on earth would you do that? It's the same thing with our bodies. We've just got used to allowing other people to take command when there's a problem, rather than actually leaning into our body's own innate ability to heal itself and actually give it the tools and techniques it needs to offset against the problem. So I hope you found today's podcast helpful as we have looked into all of the various different techniques I can teach you to help offset all of those symptoms of hay fever. If you have any issues, please message, and I look forward to seeing you next time.